You're listening to KHOL. I'm Emily Cohen with a roundup of this week's headlines. Tune in weekdays at the top of the hour to stay up to date on the latest local and regional news.
Teton County District Court Judge Melissa Owens granted a preliminary injunction Wednesday that will continue to block Wyoming's ban on most abortions from going into effect. The order is expected to stay in effect until the final merits of the case are resolved, a process that Owens said during a hearing Tuesday could take about a year. The judge appeared to side with plaintiff arguments that the court could find that the state constitution grants Wyoming citizens the right to make their own healthcare decisions, according to Wildfile. The Teton County School District was announced earlier this summer as one of three districts from across the state that will participate in a new pilot Wyoming Teacher Apprenticeship Initiative. While the program is still in development, Superintendent Gillian Chapman says it will offer an alternative path for interested candidates to get their teaching credentials, with a focus on existing paraeducators and substitute teachers.
I do see it as a wonderful way to get especially hard-to-fill positions that we currently have, to talk to our current employees and say, hey, here's an opportunity. And if student teaching is your barrier, or if taking some of the teacher education preparation courses are your barrier, here's a pathway for you.
Still, Chapman says the program won't be a silver bullet in the face of the nationwide struggle to recruit and retain teachers and the extreme local challenge of housing them. Teton County Schools lost a total of 68 employees at the end of the last school year. Most of them, Chapman says, because they couldn't afford or couldn't find a reliable place to live.
Only 8 of those were retirements. And so the majority were due to the void of stable, attainable, and affordable housing.
That's why the district is requesting $16 million in voter-approved Specific Purpose Excise Tax, or SPET funding, for employee housing in the November election. A second district SPET ballot request will ask for $16.5 million to partially fund the proposed Bronc Achievement Center at the high school, which would free up more classroom space inside the main building and add new athletic facilities. Looking toward the coming school year, Chapman says the district has filled all but one of its needed license positions, but that bus drivers and substitute teachers are still sorely needed. New results from a survey conducted last year indicate that local residents' perceptions of wildfire risk differ greatly from the opinions of wildfire professionals. Rob Scroy is land resources specialist for the Teton Conservation District and a member of the Teton Area Wildfire Protection Coalition, which collaborated with the Wildfire Research Center on the survey.
I think 89% of what practitioners found was that homes were high, very high, or extreme risk, whereas homeowners only noted about 41% were in those three categories. So there was a disconnect between what our practitioners were observing and what homeowners were reporting to us.
It was actually 87% of the surveyed households that professionals rated as being at high, very high, or extreme risk. So still a big gap. The survey also found that 70% of homes have combustible material within 5 feet of the building, an area where Scroy says homeowners can make small changes for a big impact.
We all have some level of risk, and it is worth, you know, each and every homeowner, resident, taking time to learn a little bit more about what factors are in their control and reaching out for more intensive support if they feel like it's a little overwhelming.
Some of those resources can be found at tawpc.org. Finally, registration for the monkeypox vaccine is now available through the Teton County Health Department. While the virus can affect anyone regardless of identity, the department is currently prioritizing vaccinations for men who have sex with men, sex workers of any gender, and anyone who has been in close contact with someone who tested positive for monkeypox or who is experiencing symptoms. The vaccine is approved for individuals aged 18 and older. More information is available at TetonCountyWY.gov/monkeypox. Kyle Mackey, KHOL News.
This has been the weekly roundup from the KHOL News Team. I'm Emily Cohen for listener-supported KHOL Jackson.